And welcome back to Rainwood's Report. Time for Game Plan Defense with Dean Pease, seeing the Miami Dolphins, although it may be a little bit of a look like the old Green Bay Packers. It's a Mike Sherman offense, originator of the West Coast, not kind of doing the same things now, but you do see some similarities, yes?
Absolutely. There's a lot of carryover with Philbin and Sherman and all those guys, you know, from the Packer days, and you do. You see some things that are very similar.
Well, they've got a very athletic young quarterback, and that shows up in the passing game, the running game. Coach, we're seeing that one-back shotgun handoff inside. You must be seeing that in your sleep by now. I mean, it's all over the league. Take us through what's going on.
Well, here's a couple examples right here, Larry, of you know, they give you a lot of different looks, but the bottom line is that he's going to read the end on giving the ball or keeping the ball. All right, so right here as he lets it go, you can see the tight end who's actually in the backfield right there comes back across. He actually is not going to block that defensive end. He's going to let him go. The quarterback is reading that defensive end. So when the defensive end steps inside, you know, and really right here he could have kept it very easily, but he decided to give it. Because I think he thought when you watch from the end zone, I think what happens with this end right here on the right side is he doesn't know whether to get up on which side of the tight end do I get on. If I go underneath, will he keep it? If I get upfield, are they going to give it? And really what 28 should have done is made a cut right here, and there you can see there's a hole. I mean, he made the cut, but he was just a little late on it and really played it probably as well as he could. Well, people see that, so then in this last game, you get to see they just motion it just a little different, but it all ends up in the same spot. Okay, now he runs it. The guy bluff blocks him. Now the end closes, and now he keeps it around the outside for a long gain. And he's got a lead blocker in front of him. So it's not just a zone read. It's a zone read with really an arc option, you know, where the guy can keep it. And Tannehill's a heck of an athlete and, not afraid to run it. That was a big 20-yard gain.
Now, is 93 supposed to have that outside protector? You don't know their game plan, but my God, that opened like the Red Sea.
It just depends on what you have called on defense. I mean, it could be the inside backer scraping for it. Could be the outside guy taking the end. It really kind of depends on what the front is. I mean, I don't know what Rob was calling in that particular case, and I wouldn't tell you right now what we were going to do with it, but somebody's got it. Let's put it that way. Somebody's got it, but it's all depends on the call.
Tannehill, a very unique athlete, was the third-string QB as a freshman under Sherman at Texas A&M, and said, Coach, I'll play wide receiver for you. Caught 110 balls in 2.5 years. Now he's a quarterback. Does he think like a receiver? You don't see that too often.
No, I think he thinks like a quarterback. I just think that he's such a good athlete. He's not afraid to run it. He's not afraid to take a hit. You know, an awful lot of guys slide. Now, like in the Saints game the other day, maybe should have slid. But, you know, that's going to be the thing about him is, he isn't always going to slide. So you can't come running up as a defensive player and think, okay, this guy's going to slide and I'm going to tag him off. And he may run right through you or try to beat you.
Big and strong with a rifle arm. Back to you, Jerry Sandusky.
Thank you, Larry. For Ravens coaches and players, obviously a business trip, but for Ravens fans heading to South Florida, a great week to sample some Cuban cuisine. A rose con pollo with plantains, anyone? The trip does coincide with the NFL's Hispanic Heritage Month, and this week, Ravens players getting active in Baltimore's Hispanic community.
Call this Juego 60. As the Ravens and the NFL expand its worldwide reach, bringing the game into Hispanic communities has become a growing priority. To that end, as part of Hispanic Heritage Celebration, Ravens players hit the field at Bonvega Field for a special day of skills training and what else? Play. The event was coordinated by Latino Outreach and the Centro de la Comunidad, and featured Ravens' James Ahitabo, Anthony Levine, and A.Q. Shipley. The working theory? The joy of playing football knows no cultural limitations. It's a game for all. And on this day, a chance to juega 60 with the men of purple and black provided a memory to last a lifetime.
Gracias, mi amigos. Still to come on Ravens Report, we'll sit down with the guy who has now taken over that heart and soul role in the middle of the Ravens defense. Darryl Smith. He arrived from the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he has brought the Ravens defense to a new level. He'll sit down and talk about his plans, his hopes, and his focus on this week's game against the Dolphins when we come right back.